Gone. Yes, he gets his fourth wicket. Well caught by Valletta at second slip. Got Bracewell coming forward and Dottermade having a wonderful test match. 50 runs with the bat and four wickets in the second innings.
Oh, the great Bill Laurie talking about the retired test player Tony Dottermade there, who is now Trevor Holmes' replacement. Dottermade played 10 tests and 24 ODIs as that bowling all-rounder. Averaged 22 with the bat. Took 34 wickets in tests at 28. Pretty good going. Tony Dottermade, as we welcome you in.
Thank you very much, lads. Good to be on.
Tell us, Tony, and we'll get to James Pattinson's news shortly, but your initial thoughts about taking the role and you know the importance that it has at Cricket Australia?
Real excitement. I mean, it's an opportunity that I never really considered before and that I would have. But so I'm just delighted to be involved back in elite cricket again, right at the heart of Australian cricket, and a wonderful opportunity. I was reflecting that you get perhaps a chance of a handful of times to do something special, and I really consider this is it. So I can't wait to get involved, loving it. So great to be back after a few roles in cricket over the years, but it's really good to be back now and can't wait to get into it with George and JL and the rest of the team at Cricket Australia.
Tony, Jimmy Bartel here. I'm going to use a bit of footy lingo for you to maybe get you to describe yourself as probably a selector. Are you Malcolm Blight, where you play almost eight forwards and you try and kick 150 points, or you're Chris Scott and you're just trying to play it safe and roll out the template with three quicks, a spinner and a standard batting lineup? What are we going to see from you?
Well, I am a Bulldogs man, Jimmy. Yeah. So can I call myself Bevo and just be done with that? I mean, I think it's there's a real balance to be struck. Of course, I'm a real I was probably a bit of a dour player myself, I suppose, as an all rounder. Just try to get in the game some way, but really loved and really attracted by the players that play with flair and real excitement. So you need that balance of everyone involved. I'm sure in footy's the same. Those elements there working for you, a bit of X factor, but also the guys that are going to deliver. So, nothing's ever the same from game to game and series to series, and with so many things up in the air. But I'm really confident that between JL, George, and myself, and of course in collaboration with not only the Cricket Australia high performance team, but all the state associations too, working together, that we can really put a special program together and represent Australia well.
I know Sam's going to ask you about James Pattinson, but I've just got one on our batting lineup, and in particular our middle order. Every year as we come around to the first test, and in particular the Ashes, it's almost a debate of whether you go to tried and true, the Usman Khawajas, Marsh as well, back into the middle order, or you try someone with potential who might not quite be ready for test level, but we've seen it work. Cam Green over there in the West, a big tall bat as well. How do you strike the balance? Because obviously cricket is one of those sports where everyone is a selector.
That's right. I gather there was about 11 million applications for the role, actually, Sam, but Jimmy, but it's look, it's never sort of easy. I'm a bit like everyone else. I'm 48 hours after being appointed to the role, and most of my opinions and thoughts are really like everyone else's at the moment, from the outside. So I'm really interested in and keen to get involved in the nitty-gritty and the planning that the lads have gone through at the moment, and also in detail of the form of who the options are. So I certainly wouldn't be making a call at the moment, but now, what I would say is that it's great that at the moment, with the games that have been played, people are putting their hand up. And as I've said a couple of times, in an Ashes year, that's what you'd really want. You'd want players you want the competition to just step up a notch, and people really keen to play in these key marquee series. So the guys that have been playing at the moment have been doing that. And I know today that New South Wales and Victorian teams are going to get a chance to play a couple of games too, which is great, so that everyone get a bit of a crack to put their name forward.
Tony, James Pattinson has retired from international cricket. Why?
Oh, look, I was really sad when I read that, coming across the wires in the last hour or so. I know James really well. He was coming up through Victoria, obviously, when I was at Cricket Victoria as CEO. So I've seen his right from the outset, really. And, as a young buck coming through, he was such an exciting prospect, but his back, was always an issue in those early days. And I think that in the end, he's probably, those injuries have crueled him. He's had dreadful luck over the time, but he's a big bodied fast bowler. He's really aggressive. He loves putting. He can't go at 50% or 75%. He's 100% when he's on, and when he's been playing well and fit, he's been so exciting to see in those teams. Because he really does intimidate the opposition as well. And he's someone who just thrives and loves, he's got a real energy about him too. So at his best, that is what was on offer. But there's also been so many frustrations he's had, including a really serious back operation a couple of years ago, given that he kept on having those stresses in about the same spot. So that was a courageous decision to go through that, because obviously your body's carrying through for the rest of your life. I haven't spoken to James, so I hope to get the chance to. But, he's finished up with, 20-odd tests and 15 one-days and, some 2020s as well. So a lot of people would kill for that sort of career. But he's still got some cricket left in him. But I just think that extra dimension of, doing the work and putting his body through all of that again sounds like it's just been a bit much.
And where's Will Pukowski at?
I don't have any inside information there. I'm really keen to understand what the medical reports are and reports coming out of Cricket Victoria as well. But I believe he is back in training and hopefully he gets a chance to play, if not the first game, then the next game, Shield game there. And he's another exciting talent. You mentioned Cam Green before, who really is exciting. And I think Will's the same. I saw him coming through the Cricket Victoria program and a guy that loves batting, and he makes big, big hundreds and double hundreds as well, which is really exciting for the future. So again, a few injury concerns and your body and your health are all important, but we all hope that he can pull that together and really have a substantial career.
Tony, great to have you on. Good luck with the new role, and we're very interested to see the teams you put out there for the Ashes.